You and I were both kind of scratching our heads about this thing that got buried in yesterday's Humboldt County Supervisors meeting, and that thing was what?
It was an exploration of the idea of putting on the ballot countywide some sort of initiative that would mirror Arcata's Measure I that places a high electrical tax on users of large amounts of electricity.
And so, in other words, this would be a countywide grower tax.
Well, countywide, as far as the unincorporated areas go, I don't think it would apply to cities already in the county. It would apply to, like, McKinleyville, Cutton, and areas, you know, out in the county.
Okay, gotcha. So now they are not, this train has not left the station yet, but they are forming a subcommittee to do this. And yesterday at the Board of Supervisors meeting, they actually had Karen Deemer. She is the Deputy Environmental Services Director up there in Arcata. Go ahead.
I believe that's right.
Yeah. And so while it is a fairly extensive tax, they really have no desire to keep it around forever. In fact, this is how she put it.
We do see it as a declining tax. You know, it is the intent of the tax to drive the use down and to eliminate that excessive electricity from the residential sector. So we hope at some point before the tax expires in 12 years that we're getting no profit from it anyway because the use goes away.
Which would be awesome because we should all be using less power. How much power are we talking about, Hank?
They have a certain baseline of residential usage. They say, okay, this is what an average residence would use. If you're using over 600% of that, then the tax kicks in.
600%. They talked about how they got to that number. In fact, let's just run that tape here because I wanted to get your thoughts on a couple of things, but this is how they came up with that.
We do see...
Wait, that's not the one. This is our
one. We played with a lot of scenarios. We played with 300% above baseline, like two homes. We played with 400% above baseline. We landed on 600% above baseline in discussions with PG&E, and I'm happy to answer questions about that. But I can say from experience, I had a lot of people come to me that were right around the 400% above baseline that were single-family homes, parents whose adult children had moved home. They had maybe a couple of kids that had moved in with them. The son was now running a small computer repair shop out of the garage, and they had a lot of very legal and all day long electricity usage, and they were hitting that 400% mark. So I would say when we were under 600%, we were looking at some very complicated exceptions to that. Small home businesses, whether or not you had solar on the home, we had a lot of discussion about exemptions. When we hit that 600% mark, I've had nobody come forward to me with a bill that says, this is really going to hurt me, and here's my scenario.
And that's Karen Deemer from the City of Arcata's Environmental Services Department talking to the Board of Supervisors. Dude, Hank, this would be a huge thing if it went through, right?
It would be pretty big. I mean, it's always, you know, the discussion at the board that I listened to right before we went on the air, they were saying, like, well, the county doesn't have a very good record of approving new tax measures for the city, or for the county, rather. The county voters have turned them down time and again. It would alter the landscape somewhat, sure.
Do you think that the sentiment in the county... Like, I'm just looking for a temperature read here because there is some frustration with grow houses in neighborhoods, and then other people say, well, look, it's the only economy that we've got. Like, what's your read on how neighborhoods in unincorporated areas would take this?
I think it seems like this would be a good pitch. It would seem to me that the people would go. People, there is a lot of frustration out there with neighborhood grow houses. You know, you see it all the time. You see it in comments on our blog, which is again not like a scientific survey, but you hear all the time about grow houses sort of bumming out the neighbors in residences in areas like McKinleyville or Cutton.
Okay, so now we're way out down speculation lane. This is how my theory on this. Like, you could put a grow house pretty much anywhere. You could move to Washington State, or you could move to Colorado and do it with much less threat of the law. But it seems like when you are growing pot in Humboldt County, that's major league. And it doesn't. I mean, do you think that growers, like a grow tax of this nature, would force growers to leave town?
It would be, I don't know, that would be hard to say. I mean, first of all, it doesn't cover everything, right? The city of Eureka itself would not be covered by it. And it doesn't cover certainly people way out in the hills growing either outdoor or in greenhouses or off of a generator. Do you know what I mean? So there would be a lot, there's a lot of wiggle room around, especially in the unincorporated areas of the county, which are vast. There's a lot of ways to get around the proposed tax. I mean, it's just more hassle, I suppose, for growers if it were to pass. But it seems at some point you'd up stakes for greener pastures, as it were.
I don't know. It would seem like just if your trade is growing pot, it would seem like a self-imposed demotion to leave town and go do it somewhere else, you know? But again, that's not my racket, nor is it yours. Finally, no. you watch this stuff more than most at the county level. Like, how important is the formation of a subcommittee to look at a potential new tax? Like,
it's not, by itself, it would not be that important. I mean, we'll wait till the subcommittee comes back and see what they say and see what they recommend. I know that I haven't been able to watch the whole segment of the Board of Supervisors meeting yet on this item, but there was a fair bit of skepticism, it seemed like, from the board.
Oh, really?
So, okay. Yeah, it seemed like.
All right. Well, also in that board meeting, the strong words against the use of rodenticides, another thing that outdoor growers seem to be fond of because it's killing fishers. So anyway, it's on the radar. Thank you, Hank Sims. I guess the last question I would have is how long did it take Arcata to push Measure I through? What kind of time frame would the county be looking at?
Yeah, about a year, and it would be the same. It would be the same at the county, or even longer, I suppose.
All right. That is Hank Sims with the Lost Coast Outpost. Thank you very much, Hank.
Take me outside, sit in the green.